This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sam and Greg on this Super Bowl Sunday morning. It's all about Philly, ain't it, right now?
It's
all about
Philly right now.
I got mixed emotions when I hear this song, but, you know, I keep it to myself. And as we welcome our guest down here, a son of Philadelphia, you know, he went and sent me some pictures. I don't know if he shared them with you, too. As he's coming on here, he's hanging out with everybody down there. You know, he's doing some work, pretending he's doing some work. But he's Stephen A. Smith, one of the McCourty brothers. Got a picture with Sean Payton. He could have kept that one. But anyway, Terrell Thomas, these Urban Times, man, good morning. And happy Super Bowl Sunday. Now, are you heading back? Are you still there? I know it's, you know, media, a lot of media, or, and even a lot of the athletes, when they go there and are part of the Super Bowl week, they get on that flight and make sure they are home by game time.
Yes. Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Super Bowl Sunday. I did the same thing. I did the work that needed to be done, have a little fun, and get back home so that I can actually enjoy the game. So I got back early yesterday afternoon.
Okay. Well, I'm listening. Is this your first, second? How many Super Bowls have you covered? Been a part of?
I've done three now. I've been fortunate to do three now. And this was a different experience. Of course, with the Eagles being there, it was one of those catch-22s where I'm there to work, you know, there to network and do different things, but also in the latter parts of the day, be a fan and have a little fun. So this was number three for me, a city I'm very familiar with in New Orleans. So it was a dope experience, very dope experience.
Okay.
See. Spending time on the waitfor.com hotline on this Super Bowl Sunday morning with Terrell Thomas. He is social. You always find him at Elder Up. What's wrong with you, man?
Nothing's wrong with me. I enjoy it when you say he enjoys it. We all enjoy it when you say that. Is that wrong?
He's at El Dorado 2452. Yeah. At El Dorado 2452. We're gonna get to the game in a minute. But let me talk a little we can talk a little basketball, because you know what, Terrell? You know what, we're gonna ask you that, because while it is the NFL show of shows, and NFL, you know, loves to just dominate, you know, the media and whatnot, sports media. NBA is held its own this week.
No, they put the NFL on the side burner.
What do you think, and what were you hearing down there?
It was fascinating to see, because I actually thought that same thing. I said, wow, you know, this is the time where the NFL shines and they dominate, and we were just getting ding after ding after ding for trades happening and reactions to trades in the world of the NBA. And I don't think we've seen a trade deadline like this in the NBA ever. Of course, with it sparking off with the Luka trade, and you're seeing De'Aaron Fox. We had one, you know, here in our backyard with DeAndre Hunter going to Cleveland. So just so many moves being made that I think could possibly alter who's the NBA champion at the end of the season. So very surprising, and something different to see the NBA make such a splash and keep headlines, as you mentioned, during Super Bowl week.
I think it was purpose. I think they did it on purpose. I think they absolutely made sure that they did this week because of what happened with them this year. For the first time, they got trumped on Christmas Day by the NFL. Christmas Day has always been the NBA's, right? And the NFL decided to slide it in. And I made an argument. I said, this is not happening during David Stern's tenure. David Stern might have pulled Dell aside and said, listen, man, come on. You know, this we've had this. You guys are the juggernaut still. We're not going to overtake the NFL as the most popular, you know, professional sport in America, but this is our day,
yep.
right? And he would have negotiated something or maybe put a hit out on somebody, but I don't think it would have happened during that time. But it happened, so yeah.
I think it was quite strategic that this trade takes place last weekend with a Pro Bowl that nobody gave a you-know-what about. And I think it just allowed the NBA to come through the front, not the back door,
yeah,
but come through the front door with that deal, right?
Yeah, and now we got to see how the results play out there. I can't agree with you. I think it was a savvy business move for the NBA to handle things how it's went over the last few weeks. But now we got to see how it benefits the league and how it benefits fans moving forward.
Yeah, that was about here in Atlanta. We were moaning and groaning about the trade, man, not liking it. But so far we 2-0.
It's one of those things as well that's pretty funny. I was not a fan of the trade, more so DeAndre Hunter than Bogey. But those are two guys who I felt at times were very efficient and made an impact on the team, especially DeAndre. We talked throughout the years on just him needing to be more consistent and, mm-hmm. and to really hit his peak. And it seems like as soon as he finally began to do that this season, you know, he's out the door. And he also went to a team that's a contender, like a right. team that the Hawks, if things, you know, flow and they make the play-in or make the playoffs, this is a team that the Hawks could very much see later on down the line. So I was surprised to see the Hawks do business like that. But we are 2-0 since the trade. Trey has been balling, not only since the trade, but since the news of him not being an all-star starter. So I'm fascinated to see how things really gel moving forward with the new guys that are here.
Speaking of Trey, did a little reckless speculation yesterday, at least I did, and Noel and I back and forth about what must be running through Trey Young's mind right now. And as far as what's next? What's going to happen next? What would he like to see next? Because of what just happened with the trades and all of that and where the Hawks sit, is there a concern about where he may end up sooner or later?
I think there has to be a concern. I think that's just as a basketball fan, as an Atlanta Hawks fan, and as us with guys who cover the team and have been covering Trey for so long, because – I just, over the years, you don't see much of an improvement with this roster. And at some point, a star player has to get frustrated. Trey has always taken the high road. And, you know, he said that this is where he wants to be. This is where he wants to play. This is where he wants to retire. But he's also obviously always spoken about wanting to win. And that's just unfortunately something we've really only seen once, when the Hawks made the Eastern Conference Finals and Trey suffered the injury tragedy. So I think you do have to start to wonder, just moving forward, where his mindset is and how he views this team and what the team's goal is. But I think as of right now, Trey is locked into being a member of the Atlanta Hawks.
Jarrell, thoughts about this, and also, you know, these other trades took place. We saw Anthony Davis playing last night for the first time. We're going to see Luka play Monday. Thoughts about how that's – and who you see as being the winner in that? Maybe in the short term – but long-term, because Anthony Davis played last night, but he also left the game with an injury.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's kind of obvious, and I don't want to sound like, you know, just throw out, again, what's the obvious, but I think the Lakers certainly were the winner overall with these trades. But surprisingly, in the trade that I want to keep my eye on, how I mentioned a moment ago about De'Aaron Fox going to the San Antonio Spurs, I'm fascinated to see how Fox and Wembley play moving forward.
They look pretty good here. They look pretty good when they came through here. they look real good.
I think the Spurs moving forward, and I'm not going to say they'll be world beaters or be championship contenders this year, but I certainly think moving forward they may be the winners in all of this. So, as you mentioned, Anthony Davis, I'm interested to see what Jason Kidd does there with Kyrie Irving and Anthony Davis. He did get injured the other night, but through three quarters, he had 26 points, 16 rebounds, something like that. He was putting up a crazy stat number before suffering a non-contact injury. So I think depending on, you know, who you're a fan of and just how the game shapes out, there were plenty of teams who had small victories, but I think, you know, it's kind of the no-brainer of seeing the Lakers get a world-generation talent like Luka.
Yeah, well, first of all, Terrell Thomas, these Urban Times, joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Did you hear the news? Mark Williams did not pass his physical, so that big man that they went to get didn't get. And I immediately thought of the concerns of Mr. Crenshaw going into yesterday's show. Now, the deadline has passed, but what are they going to do? Because he was worried about Okongwu being scooped up by the Lakers. So now they got to go after another big man, and where, how, you know, any thoughts on where that might happen, that might be?
I think the Lakers could play it two ways, honestly. I think the Lakers can play small ball, in my opinion. I mean, you have They don't have a guy that's 7 foot tall or more right now. But you have Luka and LeBron. Both of those guys are 6'8", 6'9". You can play small ball and get away with it, I believe. I think it'll be pretty interesting to see Dalton connect when he returns to the locker room and see how that all goes out. Mark Williams would have been a great addition for that for the guys, but I still think the Lakers, I think they're still championship contenders as of now. They can find a way. There may be someone who hits the waiver line in a few days or so. So they'll be able to find a big man, but I honestly even think that should be a focus of theirs. I think their focus should be LeBron and Luka gelling and just seeing what they can salvage out of this season moving forward.
All right, man. Listen, you talked about working down there in New Orleans, or over there in New Orleans, and then you got fanboyed later in the afternoon. Who have you seen that you didn't get, that you really got, you were excited to talk to?
Ooh, that's a great question. I think the gentleman I probably was the most excited to talk to, and we just spoke briefly because he was so busy throughout the week, was Jameis Winston. It was pretty cool to see Jameis.
Oh, I wasn't expecting that.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. Go ahead.
That's
a trip.
He is a character for sure, but he's a real humble and modest guy. So it was really great to see him and talk to him for a while again. We didn't really.
Where was he?
This was all on Radio Row. So Radio Row took place at the convention center. But he was moving around left and right, going to ESPN, going to do some things at CBS, and he was out there with Fox doing media. So yesterday he was all on Bourbon Street interacting with fans and doing X, Y, and Z. But I think he pretty much stole the show as far as media out there. And showing just how talented he is. It looks like, honestly, he created a new spot to possibly be a full-time anchor once his NFL career is done. But it was pretty cool to talk to him. Outside of that, I would have to say probably Terrell Davis. Growing up, I had an aunt who was a big Broncos fan, and she loved Terrell Davis and just loved that scheme. I had a moment to actually sit down and talk with him, and he was giving me some flack for a moment. He said, "Hey, you're Terrell Thomas. It's Terrell, right? Not Terrell." just laughing at his experience there. So met a lot of great people, was able to network with a few folks, but Jameis just stole the show. He was a humble and cool cat, so I enjoyed that.
Man, okay. What was on the menu down there? You got to go to New Orleans and got to tell us about
something. He ain't no alligator, I know that.
I don't know, man. What'd you get good? Cause that's one thing, you go to that place, man. You put on the pounds, you hang around there for a few days.
No, it's one of those unfortunate situations. So me, I can't eat shellfish. So every time I go to New Orleans, I feel like I don't get the full experience because I'm not eating gumbo. I'm not doing the crawfish or shrimp or anything like that. I keep it casual. There's some spots that have some great fried chicken out there. So I have some great chicken, some teriyaki wings and such. And I'll just get some red beans and rice. I'll get some catfish and call it a day. I am in bliss when I can get that.
So basically, he went to Copeland's over there by the mall.
On
Baird Parkway.
No,
he went over there, man. He got some chicken there.
He's at the home of Popeyes.
Okay, he didn't go to Popeyes. He didn't say he went to Popeyes. Did you go to Popeyes?
No Popeyes. No Popeyes. And I have a lot of friends in the hip-hop world who are out there, so I won't even do the tourist spots. We're going to Ninth Ward, going to Seventh Ward, where somebody's grandmom is still in the back cooking.
And
get the fish and get the chicken like that. So my experience is a little different. I don't want the tourist thing. Come on, take me to, by the river so we can get some real food and I can get the real, genuine New Orleans taste. So that was great to experience.
Well, the problem is when you go down there and there's an event, the lines are out the door any restaurant you want to go to anyway. I mean, you got to fight to get into a place. And I've never gone to New Orleans when nothing was happening. I always said, I'd love to go down here when nothing's happening. I can walk in any restaurant and eat. But if you're always down there for a game or somebody's festival or a bowl or something, the lines are 2 miles down the block to try to get into any place to go and eat.
Yeah, I got news for you. That's when I want to go.
What?
Because I've been there once when it wasn't anything going on there, and the rats are the size of Uber drivers. So I want a lot of commotion to keep them underground.
It's good. It's fine dining for them, too.
Thank you. I didn't go down there to dine with them.
But I'm just saying, wherever you got that,
I mean, it's like... Bust you up to Chicago the size of y'all.
Well, you ain't hung out down the street here after dark either.
No, I have not.
Okay, well, that's the only other one I'm saying.
Well, we bust them over there, too. Hey, Terrell, welcome back. Say hi to the kids for us, as always. We will be talking to you as we exit football, and it'll be your time of the year.
Absolutely, man.
Yes, indeed. Great talking with you, gentlemen, this morning. I hope I hope you guys are Eagles fans today. We need all the help we can get to try to, you know, end this talk of three-peats and all that and all this.
No.
So y'all go ahead and just be no. Eagles fans just for the
No, day. I'm not. I'm not. I have a really good reason why.
Uh-oh.
We talked about this. Pops, man.
I can't
give y'all no love because of what I got family connected with Kansas City, so I can't
okay,
do that.
Okay. No worries there.
Like I tell Tracy when it comes in Michigan, I don't care nothing about this, but I just want you happy.
Right?
So now I
there
hope, not pick. So I hope you are happy at the end of the day, but you know where I'm pointed towards. Sam has your back. So
amen. I'll take that.
There you go.
I will certainly take that.
Terrell, hey, thank you as always, buddy. Enjoy your day.
Have a great week, gentlemen. Have a great week, Newell. Talk to y'all soon.
There you go. Now. That's Terrell Thomas coming up.